glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
So who's got the dumber politicians, the more incompetent politicians, Weirton or Steubenville? It's a toss-up, I would say. These poor folks at the Heritage Place Apartments, what they've been put through is unbelievable. I know what some people have been saying off the record, hushed tones. Well, these are welfare people, so who cares about them? I don't know if they're welfare people or not. I really don't. And I don't care. I mean, these are still human beings who should not be put through what they are being put through. All they want is heat, their homes, their apartments for the winter. And Steubenville City Council is going, oh, I don't know what we can do about this. I mean, they're just, and then Weirton. Oh my God, they don't even know how to provide water for their citizens. Which city has the dumber, the more inept politicians? We're going to be addressing that. But before the Trump administration has got some great spokesmen, terrific people, absolutely terrific people that bitch slap the media every chance they get. J.D. Vance, oh, he is masterful with his interviews with his useless, dying corporate media. J.D. Vance, fantastic. You heard this Caroline Leavitt, who is the new press secretary, who is just light years better than that moron, that DEI moron they had with Biden. And also this guy, Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller's fantastic. What I have for you here is Stephen Miller doing a major bitch slap of Jake Tapper. On CNN. CNN is just dying. It is, honestly, it's circling the drain. It really is. It is near death. Because why? Nobody believes them. Why? Because it's all propaganda. Because why? It's just an extension of the Democratic Party propaganda. They hate Trump. They hate everything connected with Trump, which means they hate you. And nobody believes them anymore. They lie about everything. Russia, 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 I know this, that, and the other, and impeachment this, and an insurrection that. They're all lies. We don't believe them. We don't trust them. We don't like them. And so do you think they've learned their lesson? Oh, no, 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 no. They're doubling down on their stupidity. They're doubling down on their hatred for Trump and their hatred for America. Thank God for people like Stephen Miller, because I'm going to play this for you. This is one of the major bitch slaps that you're ever going to hear. And this is his interview with Jake Tapper, this failed host on CNN. And boy, and it's all about immigration and how CNN cares so much about now suddenly they care so much about the children and care so much about breaking up families and all that. Meanwhile, for 4 years, they didn't mind when American families were being broken up because of murders and rapes and child abuse and all that by illegals. But now suddenly CNN cares about, families and cares about immigrants and asylum seekers and, of course, the price of eggs. Stephen Miller, a major bitch slap all right here for you. Hold on.
As many Americans do not want to do. So how does President Trump make sure that the effort to deport people who are not in this country legally doesn't end up hurting Americans who want safe borders, absolutely, but also don't want to see even more higher prices in groceries?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not your position, Jake. You're just asking the question that we should supply America's food with exploitative illegal alien labor. I obviously don't think that's what you're implying. Only 1% of alien workers in the entire country work in agriculture. The top destination for illegal aliens are large cities like New York, like Los Angeles, and small industrial towns, of course, all across the heartland as we've seen with the Biden floods. Mm-hmm. None of those illegal aliens are doing farm work. Those 30,000 illegal aliens that Joe Biden dumped into Springfield.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that are.
But I'm explaining this. It's important to understand.
No, you're kind of changing the subject. I mean, I'm talking about the ones.
Give me 30 minutes. I'll go as deep as you want on this. Audience.
I don't want to have a third. I'm talking about the ones that could that work in the agriculture industry.
I'm explaining to you and your audience.
Talk about the ones in the cities. I swear.
I'll do the whole answer. The illegal aliens that Joe Biden brought into our country are not full stop doing farm work. They are not. The illegal aliens he brought in from Venezuela, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, they are not doing farm work. They are in our cities collecting welfare. As for the farmers, there is a guest worker program that President Trump supports. Over time as well, we will transition into automation, so we'll never have to have this conversation ever again. But there's no universe in which this nation is going to allow the previous president to flood our nation with millions and millions of illegal aliens who just get to stay here. And we are especially not going to allow a subset of those illegal aliens to rape and murder our citizens. So we are going to unapologetically enforce our immigration laws. And as I'm sure you will celebrate, we are going to unleash the power and might of the U.S. government to eradicate the presence of transnational threats on our soil.
Winning, winning. Now, did you hear how Jake Tapper, who just, this was a major bitch slap. As soon as Stephen Miller brought up Springfield, Ohio, Jake Tapper tried to change the subject. Did you catch that? Let me play this for you again. Pay close attention because, again, this, no matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. This is a great example of that. Here, Stephen Miller is trying to explain to Jake Tapper, CNN, that the idea that we have all these illegals in this country to pick our fruit is a lie, because everything the media is telling you is a lie. And he's telling it's only 1%. They come into our cities, they're on welfare. And by the way, I'm surprised that President Trump has not issued an executive order saying no welfare benefits of any type to illegals. I'm actually amazed he hasn't done that yet. I really am, but we will see. But I'm going to play this again. Pay close attention, because again, you know, we're talking Springfield. We're talking about Mutilation Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, who helped to orchestrate and help to encourage the dumping of, was it 20,000 or is it 30,000 now, Haitians into Springfield, because Mutilation Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, loves Haiti and just thinks they're just the finest people, even though there are travel advisories regarding Haiti, because if you go there, they'll kill you for a nickel. I mean, they say that Haiti is the Western Hemisphere's butthole, but they don't use the word butthole. They use something much stronger than that. And there's a lot of truth to that. There really is. So, but I want to play this for you again, but listen carefully. As soon as Stephen Miller tries to stand up for us here in Ohio, Springfield, notice how CNN tries to change the subject so that you know, you can't get an answer. But Stephen Miller, Trump administration spokesperson, is speaking up for us and is trying to use Springfield, and here's CNN doing whatever it can to interrupt them and change the subject. Because, well, no matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. So listen carefully to this, because this is involving us, you know, right here.
So how does President Trump make sure that the effort to deport people who are not in this country legally doesn't end up hurting Americans who want safe borders, absolutely, but also don't want to see even more higher prices in groceries?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not your position, Jake. You're just asking the question that we should supply America's food with exploitative illegal alien labor. I obviously don't think that's what you're implying. Only 1% of alien workers in the entire country work in agriculture. The top destination for illegal aliens are large cities like New York, like Los Angeles, and small industrial towns, of course, all across the heartland, as we've seen with the Biden floods. Mm-hmm. None of those illegal aliens are doing farm work. Those 30,000 illegal aliens that Joe Biden dumped into Springfield.
I'm talking about the ones that are.
No, but I'm there.
Springfield. Did you hear that?
Those illegal aliens are doing farm work. Those 30,000 illegal aliens that Joe Biden dumped into Springfield.
I'm talking about the ones that are.
But I'm explaining this. It's important to understand. Now,
did you catch that? As soon as he said the S word, Springfield. CNN, dying useless piece of crap CNN, tries to change the subject. No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough.
You're kind of changing the subject. I mean, I'm talking about the ones.
I will give me 30 minutes. I'll go as deep as you want on this.
I don't have 30 minutes. I don't have a 30. I'm talking about the ones that could, that work in the agriculture industry.
I'm explaining to you and your audience.
Talk about the ones in the cities, I swear.
I'll do the whole answer. The illegal aliens that Joe Biden brought into our country are not full stop doing farm work. They are not. The illegal aliens he brought in from Venezuela, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, they are not doing farm work. They are in our cities collecting welfare. As for the farmers, there is a guest worker program that President Trump supports. Over time as well, we will transition into automation, so we'll never have to have this conversation ever again. But there's no universe in which this nation is going to allow the previous president to flood our nation with millions and millions of illegal aliens who just get to stay here. And we are especially not going to allow a subset of those illegal aliens to rape and murder our citizens. So we are going to unapologetically enforce our immigration laws. And as I'm sure you will celebrate, we are going to unleash the power and might of the U.S. government to eradicate the presence of transnational threats on our soil.
Boom! Boom, 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 boom. As soon as the Trump administration starts standing up for us and bringing up Springfield, the moment he says the word Springfield, CNN, I've got to change the subject. These are all, you know, these people are just, you know, picking our fruit. No, they aren't. They're going into the big cities, just like you heard, terrorizing citizens, taking jobs away. As soon as he said Springfield, that's how bad it is. That's CNN. And again, ask yourself this. Why am I the only person bringing this to you? You'd think this would be pretty big news. That everything they've been telling you about the illegals is a lie. They're not here to pick fruit. They're not here to pick avocado, which I don't even know if it's a fruit or a vegetable. It's something green, I think. As soon as he brings up Springfield, got to change the subject. That's propaganda. There it is. That's Soviet-style propaganda. That's why nobody believes the media, the old corporate legacy media. We don't trust them. We don't like them. In fact, no matter how much you hate them, you really don't hate them enough. This is just another example of that. We can't even say the word Springfield and use that as an example. Can't even say the word. No, I've got to change the subject. I've got to talk about them picking fruit. Instead of what is going on in Springfield right now. Thank you, Mutilation Mike DeWine. Thank you with your love affair with Haiti. Just thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, you useless rhino. God almighty. All right, so there's that. Back to Steubenville and Weirton. And I think it's races neck and neck about which group of politicians is more inept. Weirton certainly had a big lead regarding their inability to provide water for their citizens. And the Weirton Area Water Board, I call it the waterboarding of the citizens of Weirton, is, to me, unconscionable, absolutely unconscionable. They don't know how to give people water. They don't know how to check for leaks. They don't know how to do pretty much of anything. That's why the county is stepping in, the state is stepping in, to try to help the citizens of Weirton, because here's the big takeaway. The mayor and city council of Weirton and the Weirton Area Water Board are utterly and totally incompetent and probably pretty damn stupid if you stop and think about it. There's no excuse for this in Weirton. In the year 2025, there's simply no excuse for this. None. They are that stupid. They are that incompetent. Of course, the media will not hold them accountable for anything. It's just like, well, it's just one of those things. I guess it's winter and, you know, pipes freeze and this, that, and the other. Yet we know that pipes freeze every winter. What part of this did surprise you? So that's Weirton. Meanwhile, this heritage place in Steubenville, very heartbreaking stuff. No heat. This story is from 9. Some residents from Heritage Place Apartments were present at Tuesday's Steubenville Council meeting, as a lack of central heat source continues to impact them. According to resident Ronnie Mitchell, they gave us a heater. I use my heater and my oven and sleep in the living room. I have to shut my bedroom door in order to get a little heat. Wendy Model says we blow breakers. They give us two heaters. I mean, the breakers blow. You can only run one heater. That is why we have to run our ovens too. This is in the year 2025 in Steubenville. citizens are being put through this. The residents told council that there have been issues at the apartment complex for some time, and the lack of heat is just the latest addition. According to some tenants, there were multiple instances where the water was shut off. Hey, Weird, can you hear that? And according to the model, we have everything now except for heat, but this has been ongoing for, take a guess how long? According to model, for 2 years. Steubenville. Council members acknowledged the issue, but said the city could be limited in what it can do. And I've got a quote here from Royal Mayo that simply must be addressed. Royal Mayo, Steubenville City Council. We're going to be addressing this, and I think this is pretty much an indicator of the degree of ineptitude and stupidity on the part of the politicians in Steubenville. This is a disgrace.